Special thanks to Shannon is lost. If I had a map for every time I was lost, I wouldn't be lost. But then they would take my map away, and I earned that map, dammit!
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Warning! Clone squats reaching unsustainable levels. Security remembering to hydrate so they do not dihydrate.
1,000,001. 1,000,002. 1,000,003. 1,000,004.
Stop struggling!
Just... I will not! I will wiggle! I will be free! I will be a free worm! Wiggle, wigs!
Correction. You are not this kind of worm.
No, just... Traxel, this net is important to me. It was given to me as a present. I just be careful in there.
You can't net me in the corridor and then demand I be careful. Why did you net me at all? I was just calmly walking about my business, not looking at any clocks because they're full of lies, and all of a sudden there's a net, a blue and gray net on me.
Right, yeah. So, hi, David Seven. Hi, don't worry, I've got this under control. Basically...
No, this looks completely normal.
Yeah. I'm just going to take this hook, and there we go. This should just hoist you right up.
I'm a fish, and I need to be put back in the sea. My gills will dry, Hartro. You wouldn't like me when I have dry gills.
Well, that's a coincidence. We don't like you now.
Hold up, I could just cover this with a blanket. He might go to sleep.
No, don't cover me.
Good idea. That's a brilliant idea.
You guys, I'll kill you all. I'll kill you.
It's working.
I can't believe we never thought to try this before.
Okay, so he's much calmer now. If we wake him up a bit later, he might calm down and stay in the net.
Have you done this before, David?
I haven't done this before. Mm. But
similar.
When you've been working with Traxel this long, you just notice
some. Smuggle some jam into my slurry, mummy. No, don't put me in the window.
Yeah, that's
normal.
I could have set my watch by a little bit of sort of weird parental dreams. Yeah, no, when you've worked with Traxel for this long, so patterns tend to emerge.
He's not so much one-dimensional as anti-dimensional. As soon as you think you've spotted a side to his character, it ceases to exist.
Hang on, I'll take the blanket off, see if he's a bit calmer.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Traxel.
Hang on. This isn't an illegal poker rave. I swear I was in an illegal poker rave.
No, you're at work, Traxel.
Ah, why am I in a net?
What?
Wait, hang on a minute. This is an illegal poker rave. That's why I'm in the net. Everything makes sense now.
Good. I'm glad you're comfortable. I think that's a good place for you. You can't...
I feel very held. I feel very supported. But I can't wave my arms about as much as I like.
Hang on, we'll just set you on a little spin there, maybe just...
Whoop, there I go.
Whoopsie-daisy. Ooh, careful. No getting sick in my special net, though, all right?
I won't get sick in your... I won't... Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Can somebody stop me spinning? Oh.
Okay, all right, there we go. That's enough of that.
Oh, I feel a little bit space-sick.
So, who's excited to get to work? I know
me.
I am.
I know I am. I am as well.
Okay, right, yeah, sure. Let's do a brief. Let's do a brief.
Well, you look surprised that Traxel's excited to go to work.
I've never been in a dream team before, and I truly believe this is a team of dreams. You know? I never thought I'd say this, but I'm excited to have Hartro on the team. And do you know why, David?
Why?
Because a problem split three ways is one I can ignore twice as much.
Ah.
There you go.
Sew it on a cushion, and you could make millions.
Freeloading Freddy there. Floating, fixated, up in the... sky. Couldn't think of a word that started with F for sky. Anyway, show me how you do it around here.
No, sure. We get the brief out. So I'm gonna get the brief out.
Initiate.
This is where the magic happens.
David! David! You're being a weirdo.
Yeah.
Why are you being so weird?
I don't know.
Hartro's just a person. This is where the magic happens.
No, he's right, David. I want you just to behave normal. Like, just, this is good that I can really see how the workings...
David's embarrassed. I think David's embarrassed that someone can now see how this really goes down. Everybody from the outside's all like, oh yeah. Trexel shouts a bit and then David clears up. But you're going to see, finally, the nuggets of truth and gold that I produce. And I think David's embarrassed that he's going to be found out. Mm. Isn't that right, David? J'accuse.
Yeah, I feel much more comfortable, actually. Now, thank you, Trexel. You've really helped. Okay, yeah, so here's a brief.
That's where the magic happens, I've heard. Idiot.
Wow. It's just... and... off. And stop.
I feel queasy. I'm full of queas.
If you're going to puke, Trexel, just puke through a hole, okay?
Okay.
Put your lips, perch them, and shoot it out. In fact, is there a straw? There's got to be a straw in here somewhere. You've got everything. I know where the straws are kept, right? There.
How do you always know where things are kept? Is there a manual?
Give me a straw.
The manual's all up here.
Pop the straw in my mouth. Whoa.
There you go.
Tasty.
You don't eat the straw, Trexel.
It is to be expected. Yet, every time, deeply disappointing.
Why not? You put it in my mouth.
We should just...
No, let's give him another straw. No, Trexel, here you go. Here's some more straws. How many... why is he... He just does it. No,
Hard Tracy,
you
he's
feed
going
him
to be
some.
Ill. No, I don't want to. No, he's going to be ill. He's going to be ill, and it's going to be on me.
I don't know why I can't stop feeding them to him, though. He just doesn't stop.
I'm not sure what you are trying to achieve with this.
But you stop!
Right, the brief. I digress. Yeah, David Seven, show me how you do it.
Yes, you do digress.
Watch it.
Ah, well, no, you're just, you know, one of... You're a peer.
You're down on the same level.
On the sandy floor of the arena of battle, business minds clashing squishily.
We need to get something straight here, boys. The only reason that I am here is because the two of you put our entire plan to eavesdrop and spy, which I was doing really well, by the way, on standards, on the back of a brief.
David, to be fair, we were too dynamic, too bold, too thrusting.
Having a thesaurus doesn't make you right.
Yes. And so we need to be put in check by weaker, more feeble minds.
I know what you're doing, Trexel.
What do I mean?
Are you calling me weak?
I'm calling you cautious. You're a cautious Katarina. In the circle of caution, cautiously carving out a careful causeway. See?
I'm happy with that.
I can think of loads of things that start with the letter that you want.
You...
I'm going to stop this here because I think we're just going to be trying to say things alliteratively to each other for the rest of the shift.
Yeah, no, that's true. And that would be awful. That would be overly audacious.
Nope.
That would be augmenting unnecessarily.
Here's a straw.
Why don't we begin briefing?
Right, no, the brief is from Stefan Beetlevox. Hmm. This request is internal to Stella Ferber.
I think I met him once. I do believe Stefan I met him once at a shindig.
Wait a minute. Is this the proprietor of the Cosmic Lounge?
It is! I knew the name.
No,
nice man.
No, can't help him.
This request is Trexel.
No, can't help him. Doesn't want my patronage. Can't help him. Sod him, I say. Let it burn down. I'll start the fire. I've started a few.
Do not talk about burning down establishments in front of me. Do not talk about that.
Oh, sad cafe.
Whoops.
No, really, sad. It was sad.
Oh, no, David, just going to stop you there. This is a problem with Hartrow. Hartrow does find sincere, you know, commiserations quite difficult. I've been to a couple of staff funerals, and Hartrow's done a couple of speeches, and it was like, well, isn't it a shame that this person has died? And we're all going to miss them.
What's wrong with that?
Awkward. It's really awkward, Hartro. You need to learn how to do so. I'll show you like this. People of Stella Ferber, a murder has been committed, and I have been accused. But that aside, we're all pretty sad. You see, that's a great funeral speech. It was heartfelt. People didn't think I was being sarcastic. You, on the other hand, they feel like it's some sort of comedy roast.
But people don't think that I'm sincere when I say I'm...
No!
I'm really, really, really sorry.
No! No one ever thinks you're sincere. That's why you never get any cards, and why you're the only person who's invited to as few parties as I am.
Ugh.
Okay, the business that they represent is the Cosmic Lounge, and this
cards
is their...
before.
Oh, sure. What, have you got some on you? Show me your cards,
I keep them in my special card place, Trexel.
Oh, isn't both that convenient?
Both of you, stop it now. Stop it. Stop it. Behave yourselves, both of you.
Oh, no. Looks like teacher is really angry this time.
All right. We're here to do a brief.
It was him.
We're here to do a brief and not get caught.
Sorry, David.
Okay. May I continue? Both of you.
Yes. I'm completely professional.
Me too. I'm more professional.
I'm not
now.
Hanging from a... Oh, I can't think of a word. Start with
business hammock. Got you. Got you again.
What?
If you two do not stop right now, I'm going to roll this brief up and shove it right back up the tube again.
You'd be sealing your own fate, David Seven. That is not a good idea.
And I'd be sealing both of yours. So, behave yourselves. No more bickering.
No more bickering. We're sorry. We're both sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to choose to think that that was sincere.
It was!
Yeah, okay, but for a while now, we've been getting less business at the Cosmic Lounge. I am head bartender on the evening shift, and all of a sudden, our income just dropped dramatically, and it's clear we're not selling as many drinks as we used to.
Can't think why.
I
can't think why. I can't think why, David. Is that a crime?
Traxel, we all know why. We all know why this has happened.
Because of a great injustice. A great injustice perpetrated in sin.
Can you tell us how we can better market ourselves against our competitors, or give us any advice on being a better bar?
Let me back in! I miss the booze! Come away with me to a place to where the drinks aren't exactly free, but they're reasonably priced. And the staff is so nice. Won't you join us now in the Cosmic Lounge? We're waiting for you.
Wow, the Cosmic Lounge really do have a lot of songs associated with them.
I wrote so many and they didn't accept a single one.
Can't imagine why. Tears of sadness and rage are a real marketing boon.
Well, maybe you can pitch one now.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that'll be my way back in. I'll finagle, I'll wanangle, I'll get my little paws in and then I'll be there drinking in the starlight.
This is a good idea. Advertising 101, a jingle goes a long way.
Yes. You know what they say, a jingle goes a long way. You know what they say, you know what they say, they're saying it to you now.
It just gets stuck in your head, stuck in your head.
In the head.
Can't get it out.
Stuck in your head. Can't get it out. Stuck in your head.
I can't get it out.
See? Jingles. It's like a parasitic mindworm, but fun.
Fun parasitic mindworms detected. Security insisting you should get one too, with an unchanging Richter's grin.
Okay, right, so we give them a terrifying mind jingle.
Yes.
Okay, so step one, terrifying mind jingle. Right.
What do we need this jingle to portray?
What's it getting at?
Yeah,
what's its core point?
Well, it has to be something that people cannot live without. Why go there and not somewhere else?
But they are asking, like, specifically to market themselves better against their competitors. So,
yes.
What if they have a song which specifically badmouths each of their competitors in turn?
This is good. You know what we need, though? We need a whiteboard. I need to start writing these ideas down. I just need to write these down.
I don't think there's a whiteboard in this office.
Of course there is!
No, I haven't been able to find... Oh, there it is.
Okay, there it is.
Right, keep going. Riff.
Who are the competitors? You've got the Astral Bar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Asteroid Booth.
Yes.
You've got the Nebula Nook.
Right.
Ooh.
You've got the Cosmos Cozy.
Yep.
And you've got the Promenade.
Don't forget the Line Manager's Lounge.
The what?
The Line Manager's Lounge.
There's a Line Manager's Lounge.
Of course there is.
I've got to put that on my break-in list. Okay.
And there used to be David's place.
The sad cafe.
So we've got to get all of these into a single jingle, a single unified jingle where we badmouth them all. Okay, right, so this is for the Cosmic Lounge.
Should we lay down a beat or something?
Yes, lay down a beat for me, lay down a beat.
Gap-a-pa-pa, 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 gap-a
The cosmic lounge is where it's at. The asteroid booth is full of rats. The astral bar will kill your dad. The nebula nook will eat your face. The cosmic cozy is full of poisonous gases after two. The promenade's full of people that look down there and nose at you. And the line manager's lounge is somewhere I should have been told about. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Come to the cosmic lounge.
Okay. All right. Okay,
nice.
Did anybody write that down?
Yes, were you writing all of that down on your whiteboard whilst I was singing it?
Of course. It's right there.
Okay, well, let's just turn our heads and have a look. And,
Hartra, it's blank.
Blank, Hartra.
Hartra, you've drawn a small picture of yourself, but... A very good picture of yourself.
That's not my song, Hartra. What? Were you listening to my song, or were you doodling?
I was beating! I was doing the beat. I was keeping the core... song potential.
So it's gone now.
And this is me doing...
We trusted you with your whiteboard. We thought, here comes the new broom. And you know how I feel about brooms.
You barely ever stop telling us.
And all of a sudden, the whiteboard's just empty. An empty space where genius should be. I'm very disappointed in you, Hartro.
Okay. Listen. Do it again.
I'm sorry, what?
Do it again.
Do it again.
All right.
Do it again. I'll write it down.
We'll come to the cosmic lounge. The asteroid booth is full of knives. The astral bar is full of knives. The nebula looks full of knives. The cosmic cozy look this knife. The promenade's full of fancy knives. The lineman's land is knife that you didn't know about.
Okay, that was fine. So we do a jingle. Everywhere else is full of knives.
So I've drawn a picture of a giant knife, but I think we all know what that means.
Yes.
Booth knife, bar knife, nook knife, cozy knife, promenade knife, lounge knife. It's a simpler way of thinking about the
cosmic
world.
Lounge, no knife.
No knife.
Unless
it's one that's cutting a tasty lime. Mm.
And this brings another plan into my mind. This is really managerial 101 here. If we can somehow get a rumor out, you know, about these other, you know, opposing drinking holes.
Yes, you know what?
I've seen knives in there.
The asteroid booth. Hartra, I went to the asteroid booth once I thought all of the drinks were actually pond water. Don't know if you heard that.
Well, I actually did, and one time I was in the line manager's lounge, and I...
You were?
I saw someone in there who wasn't a line manager.
Oh, that is uncouth.
And I went to the nebula nook, and I was having...
No, you didn't! You're a clone! You're a clone and you're full of lies!
Went to the nebula nook.
But, I was once in the nebula nook, and I think they let a clone in. It was very bad. It was very bad.
Well, and that clone was me, and then somebody next to me turned to me and said, "Do you know what? I much prefer David's place. It's much nicer, and I wish it hadn't burned down."
This doesn't seem like that. Does that seem like a rumor somebody would start? That David's place is nuts.
You know what?
It lacks.
Did anybody even go to David's place?
It was very successful.
And then it was very on fire.
Angry Jim was there, but then again, we know Angry Jim steals cats, so no one should listen to him.
He never stole any cats from David's place.
Were there any cats in David's place to start with?
Once I made cat slurry cookies.
Did he dive on them and try and stuff them in his pockets?
Paid for them. Paid for them in credits.
Check those credits, David. Those are counterfeit cat credits.
I gave you those credits, and you spent them.
Well, good counterfeits. Well done, ass.
Right, so we've got a jingle.
Yes.
We've got a negative rumour campaign.
Yes, this is good. We need some... I think we need some stationery. Establishment needs...
A line of bar-based graph friends! Cosmic Lounge graph friend. Every angle... A quality angle. Cosmic Lounge graph friend. New from Trexel Enterprises.
Okay.
Trexel Enterprises.
How is this related to the Cosmic Lounge?
It's not. It's related to the fact that I have been making a lot of graph friends in my spare time, and my apartments are getting pretty chucked with them. So we need to shift units. Now, the markup on them needs to be enormous. 800%.
How about coasters?
Oh, we could use them as coasters.
You couldn't use a graph friend as a coaster. A graph friend is a friend, not a drinks receptacle.
We could cut them into four pieces and then use each quarter as a coaster.
David, you monster!
Brilliant,
David. These are graph friends, David. These are friends!
Yeah, but you could use each quarter as a coaster.
You are a monster. However, if you are willing to pay the 800% backup for my graph friends, I will still sell them to you. You animal!
Yeah, well, I will let Stefan Beetlevox know.
Write that in. I'm putting that on the board. Coasters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jingles. Knives. Yeah.
There's one more thing that the brief really asked for, and that's any advice on being a better bar.
Ooh.
Bigger, less well-guarded vents. You've got to have big, capacious vents. You know, let's just say it's not just big enough for a body, but a body clutching 30 to 40 buckles to their chest. Without them, you just can't be a successful bar.
Well covered. No one could possibly suspect your ulterior motive.
Drexel, do you have anything that isn't specifically to do with you breaking into the Cosmic Lounge?
Yes. Remove the facial recognition. It makes people awkward because it goes like, "Yo, Drexel, get out!" That makes everyone uncomfortable.
Hartrow, have you got anything?
Yes, obviously. I've got several key points here that I've listed on the board. Okay. First of all, at the top, security system needs to be tight, needs to be well-oiled and in constant use.
And how will that make them a better bar?
You do not want riffraff when you are relaxing. I mean, when I am relaxing, I want everything from my day that gives me grief to be well, well far away from me. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder thinking, I might see something, you know, from my day. The bits of the day that I don't want to remember.
And also, the overheads of being constantly burglarized are enormous.
Well, hang on a minute, Truxel, have you ever actually managed to successfully break into the Cosmic Lounge after being banned?
Yes, and before.
Oh. Oh, well, no, they really do need to beef up the security.
Why did you break in if you were allowed in?
The thrill of the chase. And also, before I was banned, I was barred, which is different but important. It wasn't that I had my access cards taken away. No, I gave them up selflessly to save David. No, I was barred because of my behaviour and theft.
Wait, hang on a minute. You were already not allowed in.
I hadn't gotten into the Cosmic Lounge through the front door for years.
Not only was my life worth your drinking privileges in a specific establishment within Stella Firma.
Yes.
It was worth your drinking privileges in a specific establishment in Stella Firma that you couldn't drink in.
Given everything you know about him, the only surprise here is that you are shocked at all.
No, they just beefed up the security, David. It made it more inconvenient for me. I have had to spend some time in the Astral Bar, and it's not as good, David. And the Asteroid Booth was nothing. It was just two seats and a sad old robot. Drink, sir. Bleep blop. You know, who needs that?
All right.
Rusty idiot.
There you go, David Seven. I think you see the extent of Trexel's big sacrifice now.
Well, I'm honestly just not surprised. Really. Anyway, we have but a moment to write this all down, so...
Ooh, one more thing.
What?
Because I got interrupted. I have several things
by
on
who?
This board.
I'll stop them, Hartrow. Who's interrupting Hartrow? Show yourselves. Is it you,
spin
David?
Him. Spin him.
Whoa. Right. Oh, dear.
Okay. And I'm going to stop him, but I'm going to point him away from us, just so if he does vomit, he vomits behind us, not...
Aim him at that shiny light. That'll distract him.
Okay.
Ooh, shiny. Meow.
So basically, I think every good bar should have a point system based on how you are doing in the world, and that some people obviously should be allowed better drinks and better locations. When you walk into the bar, you can know exactly right away who is higher than the other person. Like a hierarchy, if you will.
Okay,
This sounds like a teen novel. I'm not going to lie with you, Hartrow. This sounds like a novel for teens called something like that, I don't know, Alcohol Wars.
You know, you might have a girl from a lower area that over time worked herself up through the bar and then ends up having drinks at another part of the bar where...
Bartender bash.
Where she's higher up and well seen.
Right, so they're playing some sort of drinking games.
Of a sort, but
you
very...
You need snacks, otherwise you'd get hungry.
Yeah, and the snacks will be hierarchical.
It's all about strife. You've got to have people wanting what they can't have to keep them engaged. Really gamify the bar experience.
Careful now. You might disrupt the whole bar space and really level up everyone's alcohol consumption game.
Yeah, this sounds like an awful system, but from the level of enthusiasm I'm seeing from you two, it's going to be extremely successful.
I think it might work in this case.
I'll write down what you two are saying, you know, we'll see what Stefan thinks.
I think these are all solid ideas, and you know what? I feel like they're improved by me. It's just more people to bounce off of. You know, sure. My talent is best when reflected off an adoring public. Yep. And having Hartrow here, you know, who loves me in every single way, has only improved my ability to just come up with real nuggets of gold.
Does anybody have a straw? I need a straw.
That was the last one, Hartrow. Sorry.
Oh, Oh, I feel very bloated. Hatra, can you wheel me to a sun deck so I can look out onto the starry sky whilst I vomit up 30 straws?
I can definitely drag you out the door and then release you by the front of it.
And I'll scamper away!
Okay.
Okay, well, off we go. It was lovely seeing you, David, and we'll continue this party train tomorrow, I think.
Yep.
Well, it's nice to finally have us getting through things efficiently and having somebody finally organize everything down just right. And I'd just like to say, you're welcome.
Hartro, you're welcome.
And you are welcome.
And also, Hartro, you are the one who is welcome for what I've done.
David, you're welcome. And also, Traxalus. And here we go.
My genius! Climb out!
That went as well and as badly as expected.
Oh, I'm so glad that I just had to write down what they did and not the person who ran a very good small turn mid-range size cafe. But fine.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Pilz was played by Jenny Haufek. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.